If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. No Raf or AD. I was told by AD before the segment, Sip, that he has a flat tire. I got a picture picture evidence of the flat tire, so you will be joining the show via stream today.
That's no way to start a Monday.
No. No, especially not in the cold weather. Don't want that.
No.
Don't want that at all. By the way, this is sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Thank you for them for sponsoring our segment of the spillover. What have we not hit on so far today? We've hit on all the different games I thought that were of note this weekend.
We didn't hit on the pepper spray,
okay.
Michigan, Ohio State.
We'll do that.
The flag planting of what happened. You could see, I we'll call them highlights, but Michigan had a player, Jake. It was interesting. It was a lineman. I don't know what lineman that had the Michigan flag in the horseshoe. And it was interesting. It looked at me like initially he was just going to take the flag and run around, you know, the field. He took a hard right and went right into a pack of Ohio State players with it. And then it became a problem. If he would have just ran on the outer perimeter of the field, probably still would have ended poorly. But he took a hard right and ran into a bunch of Ohio State players with the flag.
Probably intentionally.
Yes, it was intentional.
There was mace involved at the midfield.
Pepper spray. There was a problem. Yeah, it was wild. If you can imagine.
Yeah.
You can imagine. I'm trying to think. Were you at the horseshoe this year?
No, I was not. I have been to the horseshoe before.
And you know how intense it is.
Yes.
And you have a sense of intense rivalries because you've seen Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa, Nebraska now. But take it probably times two, maybe. And that got wild.
We saw flag planting also at Clemson, I believe. South Carolina tried to plant their flag.
Where else? There was at least one other one. But where was the other one? Oh, no, it was North Carolina State.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina State did it. Not as much attention to that one. The Michigan-Ohio State game, it's remarkable what happened. You know, Ohio State's lost four in a row in that series, which is crazy. Ohio State won't play for the Big Ten championship. We just took for granted they're going to play for the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, well, they were 20.5-point favorites. Michigan was 6-5 going in. They had no offense. They still didn't have much offense in that game,
but
their defense was lights out.
Yep.
They made, as Bill said, I mean, it was 10-10, and Michigan was at the 3-yard line and threw a pick. You thought, okay, that's the time for Ohio State to take over and win this game, and they just couldn't move the ball at home.
Yeah.
On their senior day, trying to end this 3-game skid to Michigan and get to the Big Ten title game.
College football is a beautiful thing, and I hate to do this. I hate to talk about Nebraska-Iowa in that context because it's such a stinging loss for Nebraska. But you were there, and Jake, I always come away from those games like, don't, some people are going to take this wrong. It was fun. It was sort of a fun, it's fun to cover a game like that because there's so much energy and there's so much drama. And at the end of the day, it was a good game, right?
It was.
Boy, people are just going to hate that conversation, Nebraska fans. But I mean, that's what you want. Nebraska did not get blown out.
Well, I don't know how you could get blown out by that team. Now, again, somehow
That's true.
Iowa team, as I mentioned before, has scored 40 points three separate times this year.
They beat Wisconsin 42-10.
They put 40-plus on Wisconsin on that field just in early November.
Oh, they if you look at their home, I wish I had it in front of me.
They put up 40 on Washington also.
Right. They put up 38
in October.
A game. Yeah. They put 40 on Washington. They put 38 on a non-conference team. They put 42 on Iowa. And there's another one they put 40 on.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So they've done it. Again, you have to credit Nebraska's defense. I know what people are going to say, Sipple, that's a terrible offense. But we just established that they put 42 on Wisconsin. Okay, Nebraska's defense, I give them a lot of credit. They were ferocious, Jake.
Yeah, Iowa had nothing on them.
No, they didn't. But I don't like. I don't necessarily like the conversation when it's, well, Iowa doesn't have anything. You got to give Nebraska's defense.
That was not a slight. I'm just saying, yeah, Iowa could do nothing on them.
Right.
They were not scary at all. There was a couple third and ones. They went backwards 2 yards.
Right.
Like they couldn't. They had no chance.
I was struck by Nebraska's level of ferociousness on defense. They were ferocious.
I mean, we just mentioned the fact. I gave you all the stats. They're just all in Nebraska's favor. But Nebraska ran 76 plays. Iowa had 41 plays.
Yeah.
0-for-10 on third downs, 5 first downs. The defense was not an issue at all besides one play.
One play.
But the offense had so many plays for Nebraska that you can't let one play beat you.
I know. It's offense. Nebraska just couldn't come up with enough offense. And it's special teams. Jake, I can't emphasize enough. The special teams was the difference, right? Right?
It was. And that's why I'm so impressed by the way Nebraska began the second half. The touchdown to end the first half, 38 seconds to go. It's 10-0 at halftime. You're happy. Okay. Iowa says, watch this. We're going to get a big stop. No. 11 plays, 65 yards, and a bad snap ends the drive with a missed kick.
And then
they were trending towards a touchdown that drive. I know. They were moving to the end zone.
I thought they were going to put the game away.
And they would at 17-zip. It would be really impossible for Iowa to win that game.
Because they didn't have the offense. Yeah. The trap would kind of be, it would be like you stepped over the trap at 17-0. Yes. You avoided the trap because you would have really had to falter badly on special teams and defense. And you weren't going to on defense. It just, like you said, Iowa couldn't get anything going. Jeez, Jay.
I mean, they couldn't break tackles.
No.
Like, I look back to the another cold game. Again, I was at the Dolphins-Packers game.
Right.
Green Bay broke a million. They broke 20 tackles. The Dolphins missed 20 tackles.
Oh, God.
In an NFL game.
Oh, God.
And I'm watching
this. That was
this.
The number?
It was legitimately 20. That was what the official stats were. 20 missed tackles for an additional 132 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Of offense.
It's a bad number.
And you didn't see many missed tackles in this game really for either team.
No, you didn't.
Probably more for Iowa than, you know, of course, the big play that they had. Yes, that was a lot of missed tackles for Nebraska on that one play. Besides that one play, there weren't really many missed tackles the entire game.
No.
But
Nebraska bottled them up.
Huskers fall 13-10. We'll see at some point this week, if not before Sunday, when you'll get the official TV show. You might hear announcement before that. It happens sometimes. But by the way, we said this is a big week. On Wednesday, it's the start of the early signing period. So you have the time to decompress. Now it's time to go and get this stuff figured out for your class.
Yeah.
This is a very big week.
It is a big week. Nebraska, and by the way, Nebraska starts its bowl preparations. They're practicing on Tuesday and Thursday. I believe that. I don't know that for sure. If Matt Rule's listening, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, but they will start practice this week.
And by the way, on other flag plants this weekend, Florida State had a flag plant situation. It got a little ugly there when FSU finished at 2-10 on the season. Also, someone on YouTube said at Arizona State had a flag plant situation there. So I think 4 or 5 this weekend.
Arizona State just rolled Arizona. And that Dillingham is the Arizona State coach, and he's done a remarkable job there.
It was not a good first season for Brent Brennan, the head coach from San Jose State, coming to
Arizona.
I mean, Fafita, his stats, way down. They had that great receiver, had a good year, well over 1,000 yards, but defense was bad, offense was bad. Arizona took a huge dive without Jed Fish.
And you get that's a rough loss in that game because it's such an important rivalry game. You get hammered that bad in a rivalry game.
Never competitive. Yeah. Never a game in Tucson.
Gosh darn, the rivalries are amazing.
They are.
And you would say Iowa-Nebraska's becoming a full-blown rivalry, right?
Both teams showed up in that game, not just one, like a couple of these other games.
Right.
That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen, and we will see you tomorrow.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.